Hello everybody and welcome to this meeting of the Camden Council Local Planning Panel for the 17th of October 2023. I'll declare the meeting open. This public part of the meeting is held in accordance with the provisions of the Environmental Planning and Assessment Act. I'll just be going through some preliminaries regarding the process for the meeting. And I'll formally introduce the panel members as well, and then we'll move on. There's actually three development matters before the panel today, but I'll come to those in a moment. I would also like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which the panel conducts the meeting. Please note that this meeting is being recorded, formally recorded, and it's an offence to privately record this meeting using any other electronic media, including laptops, mobile phones and tape recorders, etc. Speaking of mobile phones, if you have one, please turn it off or turn it to silent. That's a reminder for all of us. Members of the public are also advised that this panel meeting are recorded and webcast live. Does that still happen here, live webcast? No. That's a redundant statement. But it is being recorded, as I said. We have no apologies for today's meeting. It's a full panel. My name is Stuart McDonald and I'm the independent chair for today's panel meeting. The other members on my left is Steve Lyons, who's a community member. On my right is Glenys James, who's a independent expert member. And on my far right is Michael File, who's also an independent expert member. I'm going to call for disclosures of interest, but I'll get in first. I wish to formally record that I have a conflict of interest in relation to the first item on today's agenda, which is a DA for a pub at 2 Brunston Road, Cobbity. My conflict arises from the fact that I've in the past done some work for the hotel group that is applying for this application, and secondly, the architects are a sister company of the company for whom I work, although we have no financial or ownership conflicts, it's still a perceived conflict of interest. So for those two reasons, I won't take part in item number one, 2 Brunston Road, and I've asked Michael File to chair that matter. So when we come to that item, I will just go out of the room. And I'll come back in for the remainder of the meeting. I'd request that all the speakers here today approach the panel and the meeting in a respectful manner and make no negative or personal comments towards council officers or towards the panel. The three development matters on the agenda today are the first one that I've mentioned at Cobbity. The second one is a construction of a two-storey dwelling and attached secondary dwelling and associated site works at 13 Brushcherry Street, Leppington. And I don't believe we have any speakers for that item. And for item three is a DA for the demolition of an existing dwellings and lot consolidation, tree removal and construction of 8 two-storey townhouses at 40 to 42 Macquarie Avenue and 16 Old Hume Highway, Camden. I should have mentioned in relation to item one, the pub, we have two people registered to speak. Michael Badawi. Michael, you're here. I hope I've pronounced your surname correctly. And Asha Richardson, thank you. And in relation to the townhouse development, Hai Sheng, are you here? Thank you. And Sean Zhao, thanks, you're both here. We have no other people who've registered to speak. Is there anyone in the gallery that was hoping to address the panel today who hasn't registered? No? Okay, thank you. We also have a number of council officers here assisting the panel, and I'll just inform those here that the panel's comes along armed with quite a bit of information prior to this public meeting. We've been given an assessment report and the plans and so on for each of the applications. So the council officers have undertaken an assessment report. We've read that. We've also been to the site with council officers this morning, so we understand the sites and the circumstances. Nonetheless, we're available here for people who wish to address the panel. All right, we'll get underway. We'll move to item number one, which is the pub at Cobbity. I'll now exit the meeting and ask Mr. Fole to take over. Thank you.
Oh, that's great.
There's the speakers.
Yep. No worries. All right. Thank you, Stuart. So we have two speakers here, Michael Badawi and Asher Richardson. Would you like, Michael, would you like to make a submission?
Thanks, panel. My name is Ash Richardson. I'm from Willow Tree Planning. I'm the applicant for this proposal. Firstly, just wanted to thank council staff for their assessment. And we've essentially just made ourselves available for any questions that the panel had in relation to this matter.
Yeah, okay. Well, I might start on that because I guess we've seen the council officer's report. We've been out to the site. And I think one issue that's obviously you've seen all the recommendations around hours and everything that council staff put in the report.
Yes.
So, but really the access point onto Possum Street, we acknowledge that it's in a local centre, but you're right on the periphery. And obviously we didn't get any submissions from those people on Possum Street because they're not there yet. But it seems that your development has been quite sensitively designed to turn its back on it's to have a manage the interface. But just that, especially with the hours that you're seeking, that access point on Opossum Street, if there's an area of conflict, that's an area that we were most concerned about. And I guess my question to you would be, how necessary is that access? Because we have two other access points, is what we understand already.
Yeah.
And we can just see that as a point of conflict in the future.
Yeah. Look, I guess that you're right in that there's a number of access points, and there's also the access through the Undercroft, through the QSR site next door as well.
That's all in common ownership, as we understand.
That's correct, yeah. Yep. So the whole site's got common ownership.
Yep.
I believe we originally had exit only into that road at the rear, Road 16, that's Possum Street. Exit only, but we've amended that to be an entry and exit. I'm not sure that the entry itself is necessary, but
really more the exit that we're concerned about.
It's more so the exit.
The
right.
Exit at 12 o'clock at night, at 2 o'clock in the morning,
yep.
All the evening hours,
yep.
A lot of cars. I mean, I forget the exact number of spaces, but a couple hundred cars coming straight out, shining their lights straight into the adjoining residential, which
yep.
is just a low-density residential area straight yep. across the road.
Yeah, no, I understand that. Look, I guess there's multiple access points. If it's a concern for the panel, we could look at potentially restricting the hours that access point's used, or we probably need to speak to the traffic engineers about deleting it altogether, but especially if it's in an evening hours, issue, maybe we could look at a condition to restrict that.
I think that's where we were heading, unless you were going to tell us that it was going to be like some dramatic implications. The panel was looking towards removing that access. Given you already have two points of access, and it does seem that it's...
The access altogether, or the hours?
Yeah. Because that's by far, like, I mean, I think it's quite well managed, the interface, except for this, which is, like, it is a big car park.
Yeah.
It's going to be potentially up to 750 people in this premises. It's for quite a generous, even with council's recommendation, quite a generous span of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know how many people are in the pub at 7 a.m. in the morning, but, you know, 2 o'clock in the morning, I think that interface will be, it'll be a bone of contention for a lot of years to come if that remains, is our feeling.
Yeah, so the question was whether we could delete it altogether or whether we'd be open to a condition restricting hours.
Well, the question that I'm putting to you is, would you have any strenuous objection to the panel deleting it?
We'd prefer the hours, restricting the hours, possible.
What sort of hours are you talking about?
I mean, if the concern is about evening, flashing lights and things like that from cars exiting, you could potentially restrict it to entry only during that time or just daylight hours, I guess.
How would you manage that?
It'd need to be through a plan of management or potentially boom gates. We could look at a design solution there.
Yeah, because it's also that exit is quite close to the corner, so you'll have cars braking and going around the corner.
Mm.
So for those residents right on the corner there, that could be quite disturbing as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess the mechanism could either be through an amendment to our plan of management or a design condition for some kind of restriction to entry only or no entry or no exit.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think you've heard what you said. Yeah. So, yeah, that was really... I mean, I didn't really have any other queries. Yep.
No, Chair, I don't have any questions at all. Thank you.
No, I'm okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
No worries. Thanks.
Okay, we'll move on to the second item on the agenda. Excuse me, the dwelling house and secondary dwelling. There are no speakers unless anyone has entered the room since I've been out. No speakers, so the panel will consider that that matter separately at the close of this public meeting. The third item, for which we do have speakers, of the townhouses in Camden. The first speaker is Hai Sheng. Please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and the panel for allowing us to speak today. Same as the previous speakers, and we're here to really answer any questions the panel might have. As you probably read the report, we started the project with 22 townhouses with a basement. We've gone a long way. Now we're down to eight townhouses, and we really worked in with council on this one to make sure, you know, it benefits the community. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't have any questions. Any questions from the panel for the applicant's representatives?
No, Chair. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Nothing from us. So thanks for attending today. Again, this matter will be considered by the panel following the public meeting, and the results of I should have said this at the opening of the meeting, the results of the decisions of the panel will be published on the council's website in the next 24 to 48 hours. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
The only other item that's on our agenda today is an administrative matter, which is the tabling of the annual conflicts of interest declarations by all of the panel members on the Camden Local Planning Panel. And I think we can deal with this in the public meeting, and I'm moving that the panel note the tabling of the disclosures by the panel members for 2022-2023, and those declarations are physically available in the meeting room for all of us to examine. So I'll move that. We have someone in support?
Yep, I'll second that.
Thank you, Mr. Lyons. We'll just move this in public. So that's moved by the panel unanimously. So the tabling of those disclosures are noted by the panel. Thank you. That's it, I think. Yes, thank you. Just looking for confirmation from the council officers. Thank you for your assistance to the panel getting to this public part of the panel meeting today. Having dealt with all the business in this public forum, I'll declare this part of the meeting closed, and the panel will now retire to consider those three development applications. Thank you.